AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. CFP number one Oregon took its act on the road in a bid to remain unbeaten. Correspondent Chuck Freeman tells us how they did in Madison.
They trailed in the second half, yet beat unranked Wisconsin 16-13. Oregon took the lead for good on an Atticus Sappington 24-yard field goal with 2:36 left. Ducks coach Dan Lanning.
A tough game against a Wisconsin team that came ready to play. They played some great D tonight, you know, and they stifled us. They held us back there. But for us to do just enough to win, you know, I'm really pleased with the guys in that room.
Offensively, they needed to make a few plays. They were down 13-6, converted a risky 4th-and-9 near midfield early in the fourth quarter, leading to a game-tying 15-yard touchdown run by Jordan James, who rushed for 121 yards.
CFP number 2 Ohio State received a warm welcome at the friendly confines, as our David Schuster reports.
Will Howard threw a pair of touchdown passes to Carnell Tate, and Quinshon Judkins scored a pair on the ground as number 2 Ohio State defeated Northwestern 31-7. The game was played at Wrigley Field with the Buckeye fans turning out for coach Ryan Day and crew.
We kind of felt it as the buses were kind of going around the stadium, and you're driving through Wrigleyville and you just see all this, you know, all this red and scarlet, and I mean the people were fired up early on, so you could tell they were just coming out of the bars after opening at like 7 a.m. and people were fired up. And so it kind of got us fired up, too.
Third-ranked Texas relied on its defense down the stretch in a 20-10 victory over Arkansas. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian.
Just so proud of our defense. You know, I think one thing when you go on the road, it's always great when your defense travels, and ours traveled today.
Quinn Ewers threw for 176 yards and 2 touchdowns, but the Longhorns led just 13-10 until Ewers hit Matthew Golden for a short TD with 9:05 remaining. The Razorbacks fumbled in Texas territory on the next possession, and the Longhorns were able to run out the clock. Arkansas came in averaging 484 total yards and were held to 231 by Texas. Tom McCabe was on hand to watch CFP number 4 Penn State take on Purdue.
Penn State coach James Franklin says his team played its best overall game of the season in a 49-10 win over Purdue. And quarterback Drew Aller agrees.
I really felt what this team could be in the spring, but we just have to keep attacking day by day and get better.
Aller passed for 3 touchdowns and got plenty of help from tight end Tyler Warren, who racked up 190 total yards.
I'm just trying to do my job, and we talk about it all the time. When you have the ball in your hands, you're supposed to, you know, be a threat to score, and we're trying to score the ball every time we touch it. So that's just me doing my job, and there's a lot of other guys that, you know, when they touch the ball, there's stuff happens. So it's been really well, really good so far this season.
In other CFP Top 10 action, Devin Neal's 3-yard fourth quarter touchdown run gave Kansas a 17-13 upset against number 6 BYU. Neal had 2 scoring runs as the Jayhawks dealt the Cougars their first loss. Number 12 Georgia was a 31-17 winner over number 7 Tennessee as Carson Beck tossed 2 touchdown passes and ran for another. Riley Leonard had 3 touchdown passes for number 8 Notre Dame in a 35-14 romp over Virginia. Jalen Milroe threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for a third as number 10 Alabama hammered Wofford 52-7. Hoops and hockey coming up after the break. NBA and the defending champs were home as they looked to improve to 11-3. Correspondent Getha Coolbaugh has details.
Jason Tatum hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer, and the Celtics rallied to beat the Raptors 126-123 in overtime. Tatum finished with 24 points and 11 rebounds.
It felt good. Felt good to finally hit one of those. Obviously, after the horrible miss I had in the regulation, so it felt good to bounce back and, hit the shot for the win.
Elsewhere in the NBA, LaMelo Ball scored 19 of his 26 points in the second half of the Hornets' 115-114 verdict over the Bucks. The Lakers were 104-99 winners over the Pelicans behind Anthony Davis's 31 points and 14 rebounds. Dallas ended a 4-game skid as Kyrie Irving and Daniel Gafford each scored 22 points in a 110-93 win over the Spurs, who played without Victor Wembanyama because of a bruised knee. And De'Aaron Fox followed his 60-point performance on Friday by pouring in 49 to lead the Kings past the Jazz, 121-117. College basketball in Kansas had a home game as the Jayhawks prepare for their Big 12 schedule. Correspondent Greg Eklund has more.
Top-ranked Kansas returned home and kept its unbeaten record intact after a 78-57 victory over Oakland University of Michigan. The Golden Grizzlies, who shocked Kentucky with a win in the first round of the NCAA tournament last season, saw their upset hopes against Kansas vanish early. Jayhawk newcomer A.J. Storr scored 16 points off the bench to lead the Jayhawks.
I'm really just trying to, stay locked in always, go out there and play as hard as I can, and as long as we win, that's the most important thing.
KU expanded its lead to 22 by halftime, and the bench players contributed with a total of 36 points.
Duke was the only other top 10 team in action Saturday, and the Blue Devils silenced Wofford 86-35. John Shire's team allowed its fewest points in more than five decades.
I was told it's the least amount of points in 68, so I like that.
NHL, the Hurricanes had dropped 2 of 3 heading into their game against the Senators. Dennis Cox was on hand.
Spencer Martin made 24 saves in goal for his first career shutout to lead the Carolina Hurricanes to a 4-0 win over the visiting Ottawa Senators. Martin was ready for the late push by Ottawa.
When that does happen, you have to step up, and I thought our crowd was really fun tonight when we were when I was making some saves and feeding off that.
Carolina opened the scoring 8 minutes into the game when Jordan Martinook banked a shot off a Senators goalie Anton Forsberg. Hurricanes forward Martin Natchez had an assist to extend his point streak to 12 games.
Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 27 shots, and two Panthers had three-point nights in a 5-0 rout of the Jets. Bobrovsky picked up his first shutout of the season and 45th of his career while improving to 9-3-1 this season.
I thought the guys did a great job. It was a complete game. All four lines are rolling, so it was fun to be part of it, definitely. It's a big game against a really good opponent.
Alexander Barkov provided a goal and two assists, and Sam Reinhart set up three scores as Florida entered a two-game skid that followed a seven-game winning streak. Winnipeg has dropped two straight since winning seven straight and 15 of its first 16. The Blues' four-game losing streak is over after Braden Schenn scored in overtime to complete a 3-2 victory at Boston.
If you look at the game as a whole, I thought we were resilient. We had our skating legs today, and we had good jump and playing hard in all three zones.
Also on ice, the Lightning blanked the Devils 4-0. Dallas was a 2-1 winner over the Wild. The Kings dumped the Red Wings 4-1. The Kraken topped the Islanders 3-2. Montreal came away with a 5-1 win over the Blue Jackets. The Maple Leafs beat the Oilers 4-3 in overtime. It was Flyers 5, Sabres 2. The Penguins over the Sharks in a shootout 4-3. And the Canucks used a 3-goal third period to beat the Blackhawks 4-1. Gymnastics, longtime USA women's coach Bella Caroli has died at 82. Caroli turned USA Gymnastics into a powerhouse after leaving his native Romania, where he coached Nadia Comăneci before mentoring Mary Lou Retton. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.